This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, what do you do if you're multinational corporations that figured out how to use the same corporate systems that controlled the colonies to take over the Western world? What do you do when populists start getting elected all over the world, bringing power back to their own people and back to their own governments? That's what President Trump's doing. Well, you just call them foreign traitors, and you have the deep state, the intelligence agencies that had already basically taken over the country, go and declare that your president is a foreign enemy. And then you push that narrative long enough with the public, you prepare the public to go along with a plan to overthrow the president, claiming that he's illegitimate. But don't worry, you're not a dictatorship. You're going to hold a special election in 6 months run by Homeland Security. The last executive action of Obama was to hand over all 50 states to Homeland Security in their elections. And all 50 governors and lieutenant governors and attorney generals have written letters, including 25 Democrats, saying, do not do this unanimously. This breaks the Constitution, breaks the separation of powers, destroys federalism between the states and the federal government. What are you doing taking the election over? Remember Obama, when I was saying he was planning to steal the election for Hillary and was going to try, which they got caught doing? He said, that's crazy. That's that guy down there in Texas. We don't run elections. You sure tried, and now you want to. So, there's the big news. They have gone from in private saying it to in public saying it a few months ago in Atlantic Monthly to now preparing to do it. And I was told yesterday and this morning, watch. The Democrats are going to come out and say, whoa, 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 we don't want impeachment right now because they haven't played out their propaganda piece yet. They don't want to have a real hearing in the Senate where they know the facts will come out. They want to just keep beating this drum that not only President Trump is illegitimate, but if you read the Atlantic Monthly article, and if you read the New Yorker article, all elite publications, they say it's not just him, it's his Supreme Court nominee. And it's not just who's now confirmed. And it's everybody elected is suspect in the last election, all the Republicans in the House and Senate and all the state houses and all the governors, they're saying the realignment in our country was a Russian plot. And so the whole return of America, the whole return of our system, you see, is illegitimate. And the deep state that already hijacked the country, it has to come back in with even greater authoritarianism and actually cement the authoritarianism in their new rubber stamped Venezuela style elections. And you read, Dems walk back Trump impeachment calls amid Seth Rich probe. They say, oh, we don't want something that extreme, because when they're done, it's going to be everybody. Because they're going to go down the line to each Republican saying, denounce them as Russian spies or you'll be next. Okay, okay. And by the time then they get back to that person, there'll be no one there to stand up for them. We're entering an inquisition. We're entering a red scare. We're entering a total hysteria. It's a civil war. And that's why all the black op commanders and all the CIA people and all the patriots are coming out saying, this is a takeover. This is the end of America. This isn't just the overthrow of Trump, as Greenwald is saying. This is the overthrow of our system. And you can read the article by Paul Watson, Infowars.com, updated, and I have some intel with Kit Daniels. I have the quotes. I have the quotes here from the March 28th article in The Atlantic. If the election had been stolen, Pence's place as vice president would be no more legitimate than that of Trump. So he can't be there, wrote elitist insider Norm Ornstein. After Pence, Paul Ryan, the speaker, followed by Orrin Hatch, the president pro tem, followed by the secretary of state, Rex Tillerson, they all must be removed. I'm reading from their plan. If voters collectively desire were subverted by the foreign interference and the party's collusion, none would have been a legitimate claim, especially since the control of the Senate, at least, would have been affected by the Russian role. So there must be, and they go on, a total overthrow of the government with Homeland Security overseeing a new government, but only of Republicans. The Republicans have to be removed and then have new elections overseen by the Democrats, making sure that doesn't happen. The Republicans must understand this is a total takeover, ending the two-party system by the desperate Democrats whose party had imploded.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At your own risk, because it leads to the future, not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh. And because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are openly calling for a new election and the overturning of the presidential election of Donald J. Trump. I'm going to say that again. The Democrats are calling for the overturning of the election of Donald J. Trump and a new election, and they're saying the vice president, the Supreme Court, individual that was nominated and confirmed, Gorsuch, all the House members that were elected, Paul Ryan, who was reelected, they're saying they all got elected because the Russians helped them get elected with no proof, and the Republican leadership wanting to go after Trump, wanting to delegitimize him after they'd already tried to steal the nomination from him. Hillary stole it from Bernie Sanders. And after they tried to get the faithless electors to steal the election, they didn't give up. And so they went along with the whole Russian narrative led by the Pied Pipers of Lindsey Graham and, of course, John McCain, the deep state operatives. And now they're saying hundreds of state house elections, 900. And all the new conservative governors and this whole movement to cut taxes and restore the Second Amendment, and restore Christians not being persecuted by the IRS and to not let unvetted radical Muslims in and to kill TPP and to build a border wall and to do all this has to be scrapped because it was the Russians. They did it. And only the Democrats, only the globalists, only the Federal Reserve are the guardians of America. And only they can be in office. And what's crazy is I was hearing about this during the election, after the election, from my deep state sources. We first broke it and talked about it. Then in Atlantic Monthly and in New Yorker Magazine and other elite publications, they came out and said it. And I've gone over those quotes. I'll go over them again. And now they're really doing it. But they want to sound reasonable. Oh, we don't want impeachment. No, you don't want impeachment because you want to declare the entire election illegitimate. And that's what they're actually preparing in Congress. And they're going around to Republicans saying, if you go along with this, we'll say your election was kosher. We're going to need a few Republicans left in here so it's not too obvious. And we're going to need a few conservative talk show hosts to stay on. Glenn Beck, are you on board? Sir, yes, sir. May I have another? And that's the plan. And I've laid it out before, and I'm about to lay it out again, because now I've talked to my White House sources, and I've talked to my congressional sources, and I've talked to my Pentagon sources, and they said, Alex, you are 100% on target again, word for word. Who do you really work for? How did you know all this? I keep getting it. Who are you with? I'm with the American people. I'm deep state 1836. I'm deep state 1776. I'm deep state whatever year my family arrived on both sides of the Mayflower. I'm deep state 16, whatever it is. Yes, I am deep state. As deep as it goes. It's true. Obnoxious, angry, focused, dedicated, dependable, loyal, researched, and I'll go on to the end. Whatever the costs may be, because it's now in the New York Times. It's now in Atlantic Monthly again. It's now in a bunch of publications, and the White House is now hearing from people inside the White House, well, you better just get ready. They're going to declare the whole election illegitimate and just make you step down. A whole new thing where it's not even they impeach the president. That's not the road they're going on. They're inventing just a new system of propaganda outside of the federal system, outside of the three branches, where the media, the fifth of state, all these foreign powers, the Pope, the globalists, the communist Chinese, Hollywood, Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate, just announce you're a Russian agent. The election was Russian. It's all illegitimate, having a Freudian slip, and overturn it. And then have Homeland Security be the guardian from here on out, this unelected fourth branch of government over the elections to ensure, just like in Venezuela or the old Soviet Union, that they are carried out properly. That guy down in Texas, Obama said, he's crazy, saying we're going to take over the elections. Feds aren't involved in elections. Not till I sign an executive order in a couple months. And that's why you've got Dennis Kucinich, and you've got all these former CIA people and all these former FBI people and all these academics and experts going, oh, my God, they're not just going to overthrow Trump. They're about to overthrow the entire American system Because they know America's going to keep voting for libertarianism, keep voting for lower taxes, keep voting for sovereignty, keep voting to keep the radical Muslims out, keep voting to defend the borders, keep voting to keep Christianity legal. And they just can't beat our ideology. They just can't beat our ideas. They can't beat this culture. It's why everybody wants to come here and then bitch about it all day. Because our slum's better than your slum. We're the best house in a bad neighborhood. I didn't say we didn't have problems. If it was some other better country, I'd be there. But I love America. And I know when they have congressional hearings and say, I'm under criminal investigation, but nobody subpoenas me, nobody calls me before them, they say, oh, Jones is being directed by the Russians. You're being directed by multinational corporations that want to loot this country and think we're all stupid. You're being directed by being a dishonorable, yellow-bellied trash. And let me tell you something. I know we're going to beat you. I studied history. I've been fighting you for 20-plus years. And my ancestors beat you over and over again, and I'm going to beat you. And my listeners are going to beat you. So you just get ready for that. Oh, and by the way, something happens to me or this operation even gets shut down. Don't think that that's a defeat. Don't think that, oh, they're going to celebrate it if they're able to, aren't they? Was the Alamo a victory for Santa Ana? Yeah, for about 2 weeks. That's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. I'm committed 110%. I will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. Because I understand the globalists can't be dealt with. They can't be made a deal. There's no quarter. They're not there just trying to conquer us, so they're in charge. They want to conquer our spirit. They want to destroy liberty. They're evil. Look at them. Look at how they're banning mother and father. Look at how they're banning wood paneling at colleges, because that's racist. Everything is total division. Everything is an imploded culture. And now we're laying out the plan that they have the intelligentsia being brainwashed with right now, that they're preparing everybody in government with and Congress with, getting their ducks in a row, and then just continuing to lie about the president and lie about his supporters and try to foment as much cop killing as possible and as much deindustrialization as possible and trying to shut down the economy and trying to stop the Trump recovery so that the economy goes down and things get really bad, something they already had planned when Hillary got in. They were going to bring in martial law. That's all admitted now. She was going to shut down the independent press. They were going to implode the borders, bring in UN, Loretta Lynch said so, Strong Cities Initiative. I mean, they were going to trigger race riots, you name it, once Hillary got in. But see, Trump got in because the intelligence agencies and the American people said no in a desperate last gasp. But just because we pulled up out of the waves and got some air for a minute didn't mean we didn't get sucked right back under by that globalist giant squid. And the minions of globalism, they don't care if the economy implodes. They don't care if it hurts 99% of people, because they don't even care if they end up losing their job in a couple years. They really do want to destroy America. Even their servants that don't get power out of this, but for a season, for a short time. Because it's their God. It's their God of this world. It's what they're into. They're into destruction. They're into pulling things down. Because if you look at the Podestas or you look at other globalists, they're all ugly. If they're young or old, they're all ugly. They look mentally ill. They look completely crazy. They look completely unhappy. And of course they're all into all sorts of weird stuff. Of course they're into all sorts of crime. Because they're fallen, twisted, ugly, hateful demon people. That all they know is hurting anything that's beautiful. Like the old fairy tale or Sleeping Beauty. You don't invite the witch to the birthday party. You don't invite her to the wedding. So she just destroys the whole town. Puts everybody under her sleep, under her curse. She kills the woman and the man. She puts them into suspended animation so that the magic of the man and woman together can't create the future and can't procreate. She attacks humanity itself. She tells you it's ugly. She tells you it's fallen. She tells you it's bad so that you don't ascend on the stairway to heaven that God has ready for us. You are sabotaged by their cultural evil. And that's Trump's greatest crime, is he wants to see wealth and success and empowerment for humanity, and that to the Satanist is satanic. And so now they're shopping around and getting ready, and even in the news with their own people saying suspend the election, overthrow the entire realignment, overthrow all the Republicans, all the libertarians, the populists, stop them, bring in authoritarianism, just like they're doing in places like Greece. That's their answer. And so we have to say no and point this out, because They think we're so stupid, they're operationally talking about all this now in public. But they don't want to debate in the general public about it until they've created the consensus. We have to stop it before the consensus comes out by exposing it as pure authoritarianism, or they will package it like pumpkin pie or bubble gum.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings, because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Joins us until about 40 after. Then we've got Michael Schneider with some critical economic news joining us. David Horowitz is our guest for the next 15 minutes or so. He, of course, is a best-selling author, frontpagemagazine.com, And the reason I wanted to get him on again is he has several best-selling books out right now that basically predicted what's happening. But he's been quoted as saying, the Democrats want to secede from the Union again. And he's used Nazi parallels, but also Bolshevik parallels. And if you pull back from this, his parents were communists. It's how he woke up to all this. It's how he's been so accurate about the left working with Islam, political Islam, that I thought was crazy when I first read about it in his book, Unholy Alliance, you know, 16, 17 years ago. But I see them in Atlantic Monthly and other elite publications saying, don't just overthrow Trump, set aside the whole 2016 election and remove Paul Ryan, everybody. And then I talked to the White House this morning. I talked to some congressmen last night. They said, no, you're right, Alex. I talked about this months ago. They're now floating the idea around to stop this American realignment, to just declare everyone a Russian agent who isn't a globalist or a socialist or an Islamicist. And people say, oh, they'll never get away with that. Well, they keep getting all the Republicans to denounce Trump as a Russian. Well, see, then this witch hunt begins. Suddenly they're being denounced. That's how these inquisitions work. And the leftism is a religion, as Horowitz has pointed out. It's the new, you know, the new cult. So, sir, you've kind of hinted at this, but can you directly speak, if you haven't seen it, to the Atlantic Monthly and all the rest actually saying overthrow the whole election, have new elections, and the Democrats and Homeland Security will oversee it all? I mean, this looks like an authoritarian realignment.
It's the second time the Democratic Party has decided to secede from the Union in its history. The other time, of course, was in 1860, and there, too, you had an incoming president, Abraham Lincoln, and war was declared on Lincoln before he ever got to do anything. And this is what's happened to Trump. I mean, they're talking about impeachment on day one. They were attacking the election.
They tried to have the faithless electors. They tried to stop him even getting seated.
And the reason behind it, I believe, is when you have a civil war situation, when you have somebody actually not participating in the American political framework that we have. We've had honeymoons for incoming presidents. It's the peaceful transition of power. It says that we're all part of one nation, even though campaigns are divisive. They've thrown all of that out the window. Along with, you know, our national motto, which is E Pluribus Unum, out of many one. And the reason is, I mean, identity politics. This is cultural Marxism. That's the way they describe it. The American idea is that regardless, we're a country formed by people who came from diverse countries, diverse ethnicities, conflicting religious communities. But when they came to America, in the Declaration of Independence, they said we're all equal.
And the Marxists use our strength, as you've written, against us, that we're actually are open and inclusive. They use that to create total division.
So, exactly. But what drives their hatred, look, it happened, I have this in my book, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. In the second debate, Trump turned to the 50 million people in the television audience, and he said, you have to understand Hillary has tremendous hatred in her heart. And he was referring to the basket of deplorables. And she's identified who's in that basket. Racist, sexist, homophobes, Islamophobes, xenophobes. Well, there isn't a conservative listening to this show or a conservative in Christendom who hasn't been called a racist, sexist, homophobe, Islamophobe for disagreeing with a Democrat. The Democrats have an anti-American ideology, which is identity politics or cultural Marxism, in which the world is divided into oppressors and oppressed. And white people and religious people and straight people, they're the oppressors. And everybody else is oppressed, even if they're Islamic beheaders in Syria or Maharajas in India or the descendants of the Spanish conquistadors in Mexico. And that's why why are they protecting Mexican criminals? Because they're oppressed. They are an oppressed people. Who you have to have certain sensitivities.
So it's the perfect battle plan. Anybody with something is an oppressor. Anybody without isn't. But then the big elites actually ally with everybody else in a piratical way to take over. I want to ask you then where you think this is going, what Trump can do to survive. Because I know Big Agenda, I've read it. You lay all this out. And your last book, you predicted it. So how do we counter this when they don't care about facts? And they keep screaming we're Russian agents and all the rest of it. David Horowitz, the new book, Big Agenda. The globalist big agenda is to take us down. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, David Horowitz is our guest. We may be able to keep him for the rest of the hour because so much news is breaking. I was going to bring this up later, the whole Comey clip that we discovered and that listeners discovered 2 days ago of him on May 3rd saying, no, there was never any obstruction of justice. Nobody tried to influence me. And then we have a memo 2 months before where he says Trump basically tried to do this. And notice as soon as this video came out, Schiff and people on the Intelligence Committee started to back off, saying maybe we shouldn't have impeachment because they know this is having a big effect. But what was crazy is our listeners find the clip. Cernovich found it as well. We put it out. We make it, you know, a big story. It gets read a couple million times on our website. And then the media has to figure out how to handle this. And so the Daily Beast and others come out with this headline. Stock surge as trading floors watch breaking InfoWars video. It was 2 weeks old and wrong. Okay. So here's the deal. It was ignored that 2 weeks ago he said Trump hadn't tried to influence him because the big news hadn't broke that Comey's memo said he had. But just because it's 2 weeks old doesn't mean it's false. So then they go in to the article and don't even ever tell you what Comey actually said or show you the video where Comey says Trump or nobody else tried to influence him. That's pretty big news, right? Because if his memo does say he did it, then he perjured himself to Congress on May 3rd. Their answer is, though, it's fake without ever showing it's fake. And again, I'm guilty of the crime. I want the stock market to go up. Well, yes, the latest witch hunt did drive it down, what, 300-plus points? Then it kind of went back up. I guess when this came out, it turns out they did show this in the stock exchange in New York. They got excited because they know Trump's good for business. $3-plus trillion in the stock market. If they take him out, we'll go back to high taxes and regulations so people get excited. And here's my crime as an evil Russian agent. I'm trying to get the stock market up because it affects our economy. And we kill socialism and communism by having productivity and a successful culture. You have to outperform the socialists. You have to outwin them. And you read the article, it's how bad Kit Daniels is, my writer, and how evil I am yesterday, and how bad you are as listeners. They never say where we're wrong, though. They just say, oh, it's an old clip, so it doesn't matter. But it is Comey saying that. So I'm going to play the clip and then get David Horowitz, his author of Big Agenda, put out by the great folks at Newsmax.com, get his take on this. But this is new level spin, folks. Here it is.
So if the attorney general or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
So they interview senior traders that say, yes, we read InfoWars. It's got the pulse of the people. It said that Comey did this. Stock market went up. Until the media came in and said it wasn't true and it went back down. It is true. He did say that on C-SPAN. We have the full two-hour testimony posted. And imagine being the Daily Beast and everybody else cheerleading against Trump and the stock market. David Horowitz, you've got the floor to talk about this and what you think Trump should do to counter this avalanche of Saul Alinsky lies.
Well, the media is... We don't have a news media anymore. It's a broken system. I mean, they're just trench warriors for the left that wants to impeach Trump because Trump represents America. Trump represents the traditional American way of viewing things. You judge individuals on their merits, not according to their origins. That's why they hate him. And he's our greatest asset. You're asking how we can fight back. The biggest factor here is that Donald Trump doesn't back down,
yes,
and goes for their jugular every time. That's our greatest asset. Our weakest is the Republican Party. Justin Amash, who called for impeachment, should be thrown out of the party.
Oh, absolutely. He's disgusting.
And this is a problem that we have in Paul Ryan, lukewarm. But Republicans should know this. If Donald Trump is impeached and Mike Pence, whom I adore, is a wonderful man, he's got good conservative politics, but if Mike Pence becomes the president, the Trump people will leave.
Yes.
And the Republicans will go down in flames.
Well, let me expand. The Democrats, I know it doesn't sound plausible, but they're really pushing it. This Russia thing isn't plausible. They're saying overthrow the whole election and have new ones. Sir, that is their internal agenda. They're trying for that. And they've got John McCain and people backing it.
Yeah, the Russia, it's the most absurd thing that's ever happened in American political life at this level. The Russian conspiracy, it's ludicrous. I mean, the Russians are criticizing Trump today for the Syria strikes. I mean, it's just unreal. I mean, if there's collusion, it's Podesta. Who's colluding with the Russians and the Clintons, they're making money off them. But there is no Russian conspiracy. And I mean, McCarthy, what he's accused of is 100 times less than what the Democrats are doing, because there was a conspiracy in McCarthy's day.
The Russians released the documents 10 years ago. McCarthy was on target.
My parents were part of it. I know that. They all wanted the Russians to win the Cold War. They were seditious. McCarthy exaggerated here and there, but that's nothing to inventing the whole thing out of whole cloth.
Well, it's the Democrats that the Russians admittedly helped in two elections on record. It's the Democrats that were always in bed with the communists because they like the ideology. Now the Democrats hate Russia because they're getting right-wing and Christian.
Yeah, the Democrats are communists. It's the party of Bernie Sanders. He would have been the nominee if the crooked Clintons hadn't fixed the primaries with the help of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Donna Brazile. And Bernie Sanders is a lifelong supporter of communism.
Well, let me ask you this thing, because I know Trump's obviously read Big Agenda, because I hear it quoted word for word out of his mouth and talk to some of the insiders. The word is Trump has read your book. Obviously, you're Oliver Fox, so he watches you. What do you want to say to the president? Because he does end up watching all these clips. What do you advise him to do now? Because I can't help but love him more. A lot of people say they don't support him because he's so embattled. No, this is when I do support him. He is under such incredible attack.
This is called the law of unintended consequences. Hopefully, conservatives or Republicans will rally around their targeted leader. And what I would advise Trump is he needs to work with Congress. He needs to get those guys in line. And then he needs to go out to the people who elected him. That's the ace in the hole. If the Americans...
He's got to have a nationwide rally to point out the treason and say, no matter what the scum say in the media, we're going to restore the republic, we're going to cut your taxes, we're together. He's got to, after this foreign trip, I agree, change the subject in a nationwide tour.
Yeah, I think you should arrest Hillary, too.
Oh, I agree. What would happen if Sessions was allowed, we have total evidence, to go ahead and indict crooked Hillary?
I think that would be great. It would be a rallying for all the troops. Look, this is a war. And the more our side recognizes that it's a war, I mean, the Democrats, they understand it. It's in their blood. The more our side recognizes that it's a war and fights like it's a war, the better chance we have of prevailing.
And David Horowitz, of the best-selling Big Agenda book that everybody should read, that's been your whole message for decades. And, like I said, I read one of your books 16 years ago and thought, this is part of this is true, but part of this is crazy. It all came true like revelation or something. It's crazy. So now I read everything you say, and now I go to Front Page Magazine and really listen. Now I'm like, read stuff you guys wrote about me 15 years ago, and I go, it's actually true. I was an idiot back then. I mean, I was pure-hearted and right on some things, but wrong on others, being manipulated by a leftist agenda, at least 25%. But now I look at it, I just underestimate it, because I don't mean to be mean. Like you said, my parents weren't communists. I mean, go back to the roots of the ideas of this and what we're facing and what... Because conservatives just want to work and be normal. We don't...
Exactly. That's the big problem, Alex. Conservatives are decent people. They're creators. They have real lives. They're building businesses. They're trying to reach out to as many people as possible. Whereas the left, they're warriors. They're missionaries. They want to wreck this system and replace it. Kamala Harris and Howard said that. We have to define what it means, what our country is. No, our country was defined in the founding documents. Anybody who wants to define it now is a traitor, basically. And when I first came into the right from the left, the first thing I said is, where's the ground army? Where's the SDSs, the student organizations? Where are all the things you see in the streets, the Occupy Wall Street people? Not until Obama inspired the Tea Party has there been really a grassroots movement on the Republican
side. And I agree, and I'm very proud of the InfoWars listeners. Even mainstream media admits we're seen as the ground army. That's why the left says they're attacking me so much, they see our listeners everywhere.
It definitely started with talk radio and then social media. But you have to have the troops. It's one thing to have the
So you're saying the answer is conservatives of every race, color, and creed, we need to get on the streets.
Yeah, get into the war. It's a war. Fight it like it's a war. Republicans are crazy. I mean, when he gave the information about the computer bombs to the Russians, good. He's trying to take the Russians in the camp to fight ISIS. So Putin
and Obama and all them are allied with radical Muslims. Of course they don't want the U.S. and Russia teamed up to take out radical Islam.
Yeah, another reason is that there are people of color. And people of color are oppressed, and they're oppressed by white people. It's just, you've got to fight this like a war. And when that starts happening, it hasn't quite happened yet, but when that starts happening on the right, particularly, it's got to happen in the congressional leadership. It's got to happen in the party.
Sure. Let me ask you this, David Horowitz, because, again, you're a smart guy, a sage at history and understanding things. When your whole life's arc in research, at your gut level where things are now, do you think Trump's going to make it? I do, but I think he's very close. If he doesn't get aggressive, doesn't do what you said, rally the troops, if we don't rally, they're not going to just take him out. The socialists and communists realize they're losing. If they take Trump out, they're going to go for broke. I think we're going to have a civil war.
Yeah, well, it's not just the economy. I mean, the economy is huge. When you think of what Trump has done, it's all been driven off the front pages by these wretched non-reporters. I mean, I hope that he closes down those press briefings and does some himself, but really, and cuts off members of the press that are offensive and just liars. And there are so many of them. I mean, I can't even watch CNN or MSNBC.
Oh, they say kill him, get rid of him, he's horrible. Then he says, yeah. I don't like you. And they're like, oh, you're so mean. It's so crazy.
If he's making the action, he'll survive. That's it. I agree with you there. And he's got to do it, and he's got to have all the support that the rest of us can give
him. Well, I've been asking the question, David Horowitz. Big agenda. Spend 3 or 4 minutes in closing on other topics, issues you want to relate to at least 1.5 million people that are watching right now.
They drowned the story of Seth Rich's murder. I mean, this blows their Russian conspiracy theory sky high that he supplied 44,000 documents to WikiLeaks. And then who murdered him? And, it's like a return of the Clinton administration when you have all these dead bodies around. It's time to be really aggressive. That's what they should be investigating. And, of course, the leaks, which are treasonous. And you have to indict, you have to prosecute Hillary Clinton. She violated the espionage.
I agree. The key is indict her.
Yeah. I agree. So, I mean, I have to tell you that I'm very encouraged because, as I say, when I came into the right 30 years ago, everybody was so well-mannered that people weren't noticing the communists all around. They were letting the Democrats get away with murder. Now I see fighters since the Tea Party. We actually have conservative demonstrations. I don't think I'm revealing too much when I say that Milo Yiannopoulos and I and Coulter are going back to Berkeley, and we're just going to occupy. Good. So you've got to take the battle. In my book, Big Agenda, I set out many things that could be done. I mean, they need to sunset the Ford Foundation, all these giant foundations that fund the communist causes.
Another subject. Why do we put up with $300 billion in these foundations waging war? What is weirdo Henry Ford that was pro-Hitler? How does his wealth fight America? And did he even want that? Like, what is – it's so weird. Like, weirdo George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, and weirdo Ford money, a Nazi. My grandfather's almost died fighting Nazis. They call me a Nazi all day. Meanwhile, Nazi money is financing the left. It's like, what is going on?
Well, actually, Henry Ford II, the son, who wasn't a Nazi, denounced the foundation for funding all these anti-capitalist communist causes.
Sure, so that's what I'm saying. How did a Nazi then found something that funds the left? What's going on?
They're accountable to no one. I wrote a whole book on this called The New Leviathan, which conservatives ignored, but it shows that they outfund the right.
No, I know you wrote a book on it. What I'm asking you is how did hundreds of billions of dollars get put in the hands of crazy leftists by rich industrialists?
Oh, because Henry Ford II, I wrote a book on the Fords with Peter Collier. He was trying to rescue the Ford Motor Company, which was in the hands of a monster. And so he turned it over to the head of Studebaker, Paul Hoffman, who happened to be a liberal. And then the left, as I said, they're missionaries. They go into fields that, you know, missionaries in the Middle Ages would have gone into. They go into journalism, they go into teaching, they go into politics, and they also go into philanthropy. So all the philanthropoids, the administrators of these foundations who wind up eventually on their boards are leftists.
Well, you've got to come on. I haven't read that book of yours, but I've studied some history. I know that's accurate. How amazing. You've got a weird Nazi foundation, then leftist hijack it, and then do even worse. It's just crazy. David Horowitz, Big Agenda is the book. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate you joining us. But I agree with you. Whatever happens to Trump or myself or anybody, we're now fighting back. We're finally founding our, you know, sea legs, and good things are starting to happen.
Thank you, Alex. I hope your listeners, I created the only encyclopedia of the left. It's called discoverthenetworks.org. It's all in there.
Well, please come back whenever you want. I'm about to launch a whole larger radio TV network. I hope you'll join us whenever you want to help us. So thank you so much, David Horowitz.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's crazy. I used to read Horowitz stuff like 15, 16 years ago. I thought, this guy's nuts. And then now history happened. It all came true. And I'm just like, good God. All I want is prosperity and freedom. And free market's what does that. Like a restaurant or clothes or music. It's whatever people like. They have free will. They choose it. And then it makes it all better. Not North Korea or by starving to death. I mean, the problem with free market, though, is it creates a bunch of spoiled, rotten people. It creates a bunch of decadent people who then get conned by communists. We'll be back with big breaking news. More guests. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Take a look out that window. There's a scene you'd like to catch. My late uncle wanted me to play this. It's bumper music. 10 years ago. Man's got his hand outstretched. Could be the killer. Could be the local priest. Sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. First he's in the back, now he's in the front. Yeah, you know, sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace. All right, let's get into the news here. I've got a clip I want to play because Tommy Robinson's going to join us in the next hour. This is a guy who's just a nationalist and doesn't want Muslims raping people. The police, all over the news, won't even stop Muslims raping women and little kids. They're just allowed to. That's in the news. We've covered it here. We'll cover it when he comes up in the next hour. But now Tommy Robinson is out there. This is on video. We're set upon by a gang after confronting a Labor Party political member who gave a charter reference for a convicted pedophile. And so under Islam, pedophilia is being legalized. Here is the video. He's joining us.
So, you'll see the video anyway, but the worrying thing is the link that the council has with the gangs, the street-level gangs.
We were in Rochdale. We were in Rochdale to see Councillor Hussain. He's a Labour councillor. You've all watched a documentary for Free Girls, which shows the rape and prostitution of a generation of kids in Rochdale by Muslim gangs. Councillor Hussain went to court to defend and give a character reference for one of those men, who is now convicted in prison as part of a gang who raped 98 young English kids. He's still part of the Labour Party. We went there to ask him and to tell him he has to resign. Out of respect to the victims, he has to resign.
And just
he cannot
like
be involved in British politics. When we got there to see Councillor Hussain, there were cars waiting.
The Armenians this week.
Straight away they tried to block the road. There was four cars. They tried to block the road. Unfortunately, our camera wasn't even rolling because we hadn't even got out of the car. So they tried to block the road. I had to go up on the pavement to get away. Then you'll see, in the footage you'll see, that's where it starts. Where I pull up, a car pulls up next to me, and I ask them, why are you trying to block the road? Why are you trying to block us in? Why are you jumping out of cars? At that point you'll see our car window was smashed. I then drove on. You'll see another young Muslim try and punch through the window. Are they? And then we've been proceeding in a bit of a car chase with some cars full of Muslims. That's pretty much it. And then there was a little bit of ramming on the road as well. So this doesn't change anything. Councillor Hussain, if you think that you can get your street gangs, and this is the worrying thing for me, is that you have street-level gangs who are drug dealers and who are pimping and prostituting young English girls, and then you have Labour representatives going to court. The ex-mayor, who is a Muslim, went to court to defend these gangs. And when we go up to question them as journalists, who comes out to attack us? All the gangs, all the street-level gangs. So that cooperation between the political leaders in the Islamic community and the gangs is a big worry. And
it's called mafia.
But it doesn't change much, because Councillor Hussain, I'm going to find you. You're going to end up on Rebel TV. Everyone's going to see your face. Everyone's going to see who you are, and you're going to have to answer the questions I ask you. Asking you why you defended paedophiles, why you defended these men. And the easiest solution for you, the easiest thing for you to do, Councillor Hussain, would be to resign. Because if you don't resign, we're not going to let up. And anyone who wants to see this, firehussain.com is a website. You can sign a petition. Get behind this, support it. If you want to help those young girls and help make sure it never happens again, the Labour Party have to show they're serious about this. You have a general election coming up, and you have a councillor who defended Muslim men who destroyed 48 young children's lives. Probably more. In the town of Rochdale, your councillor went to court and defended them. He has to resign. It's too dirty to be involved in British politics.
And then you show up at his office and you're attacked, as if that's going to intimidate us. It's only going to be these attacks that ignite the spirit. Third hour coming up. Tell everybody to tune in. Infowars.com/show. If you don't do it, you're aiding the globalists. We all know that.
EPNLive.com today.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say they're